The Osgood Files, sponsored by Welch's 100% Grape Juice. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The FDA has decided that cloned food is perfectly safe and indistinguishable from regular old Darwinian food. But don't get your hopes up. It could take years to reach your kitchen. More after this from Charlie. It was last Thursday that the FDA spent 800 pages assuring everybody that cloned food is safe and that we have nothing to fear and everything to gain by embracing cattle, pigs, and chickens who look exactly like their parents. This started a whole new debate, but I think the clones are going to win out. Truly, I think what bothers Americans more than anything is being reminded that what we eat was actually alive at one point, and the blame for that has to go to Hollywood. Did you see Charlotte's Web? The special effects in movies like Charlotte's Web are now so convincing that we're going to have a generation of children who believe that animals really do have philosophical discussions after the barn door is closed for the night. And so we are in for a millennial struggle between those who will want to clone the barnyard and those who want to grant it citizenship. I predict, however, that the cloners are going to win, and for one reason. We flat out like to eat. And we don't want to take chances with our food. We want it perfect every time, whereas nature is just too messy for capitalism. The voluntary ban on cloning is still in place for now, but the biotechnology companies are betting that ranchers will eventually pay $16,000 or more for rock star breeders capable of siring the perfect steak. The experts say it'll be about 5 years before we have the first Stepford steak, but it will come, and then we will have to face the next dilemma. If every steak is prime, then is any steak prime? Can you truly enjoy a good steak if you've never had one that tastes like a sock? If all of us can eat like the rich, will there be any point to actually being rich? Mathematicians will have to figure out if it's mathematically possible for all our food to be above average. Although, personally, I think we'll all be too busy eating to care. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, January 2nd, 2007.